time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
And good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. It's a rainy Thursday morning in Princeton, and the weather forecast doesn't look great, but we do have basketball action that will be going on a little bit later on today at the Community Activities Building as the West Kentucky Hoops Classic gets underway. Do have an update, though, to the schedule. Some teams have backed out. At this point in time, Lyon County's girls and Christian County still scheduled to play at 11 a.m. However, the 12:30 game is a no-go at this point. Biggersville, Mississippi's teams pulled out of the event yesterday. Caldwell County unable to find a replacement, so no girls game at 12:30. Caldwell County's guys are still scheduled to play at 2 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy of Hopkinsville. And that's the latest for right now as the West Kentucky Hoops Classic gets underway today. First day action at the Community Activities Building. Joining us on the show this morning is Aaron Clayton. He's the voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK Radio. And Aaron, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show today. And it's been a busy season so far for you covering both Lyon County teams.
That it has, Todd. And thanks again for having me on today. Sorry I couldn't make it in studio. Still trying to battle through some of the seasonal stuff on the illnesses, but hope to be over there by 11 o'clock today for the Lady Lions. But it's been very, very busy. In my opinion, I believe this is the most hectic the schedule has been, especially for the boys, ever. And that's good because they are wanted in a bunch of great tournaments, including King of the Bluegrass, which we just had this past week, Lexington Catholic Tournament next week, and again, All A will be here in January. And if Lyon just plays the games they are scheduled, Todd, on the boys' end, the way they're going, they may be done by the end of January. You got that 30-game maximum, and right now they can play that many games just with the games they have scheduled by the end of January. So it's a very, very busy time and a fun time. Like we said, just got done with Fairdale, the King of the Bluegrass, and a pretty successful run up there. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But the girls have also had quite a few games, but they've had a little more time to rest, so I know they're looking forward getting to Princeton this morning to play Christian County.
Well, you mentioned the limitation of games there, and you can only play 30 games, and that was one of the issues I think Caldwell County and the West Kentucky Hoops Classic kind of ran into when they were trying to find a replacement for some of the teams that have pulled out of the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. It's difficult to find teams that have an open game or two that they can plug into their schedule because most teams are going to schedule 29 or 30 games to try to get to play as much as they can.
Yeah, with Lyon, of course, tomorrow night, the boys scheduled to play Caldwell. I mean, I don't want it to be canceled. I know the weather may prohibit that, but really for Lyon's sake, they may almost have to because, again, it's just the nature of the beast. They already played four games at Fairdale, which is great. They played the maximum there. They hope to play four next week at Lexington Catholic. They hope to make a run at the All-A tournament, as I mentioned. But again, if you do that, that's three in the regional, and that's four in the state, and that's seven. So that right there is half your season just in those three tournaments alone. And again, the Lions have already played 12 games here in the regular season, and we're not even to Christmas yet. So, but again, it's been fun. Like we mentioned, the boys have already made it to Jackson County earlier in the year to take on top 10 Mason County. Had a setback there, but already beat good teams in Ohio County and South Warren by near 30 points. Got a good win against Christian County. As we said, went up to King of the Bluegrass and went 2-2, which is huge. Got finished in the top four of a 16-team tournament, and that's always huge to be finished in the top four of the King of the Bluegrass. Many times over, the team that finished fourth has won the state title, and that happened four times alone in the last 10 years here in Kentucky. And now we have finished fourth with two big wins against top 25 teams. And Harlan County and LaRue County played a top four team in Great Crossing, very close, lost by eight. They beat the number one team in the state, George Rogers Clark, the previous evening, whereas LaRue County then beat them the next night, GRC. And then the final night, all the credit in the world goes to North Oldham under Coach Leftwich and Padgett, of course, played at Louisville. Coach Padgett was the interim coach at Louisville for a while. They're solid from top to bottom, and we were out of gas, and it showed in a pretty substantial loss against North Oldham. But again, I believe we played them again, we could probably find a way to hang with them. But still, it was a lot of fun to go to King of the Bluegrass at Fairdale and be able to compete like we did.
We're talking this morning with Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions. We want to talk more about the King of the Bluegrass Tournament, and we'll try to keep everybody updated on the West Kentucky Hoops Classic coming up today. Need to get to a timeout first, though, but we'll come back and talk more hoops right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday season is stressful enough without adding financial worry to the list.
At ABC Finance, we want you to enjoy this time of year and offer a deferred payment program on the holiday season.
Hi, this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morris at the Hopsville location.
Make this season the best ever with the help of ABC Finance.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000. Decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook. Happy holidays!
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPipe. Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance-matched attachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 48 months, plus save up to $1,100. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
See H&R AgriPower, your Kubota dealer, for a free test drive. Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Don't let the winter blues get you down. For some, this mood change is temporary and easily managed with lifestyle medication. For more information, please call 1-877-667-7017. Help is available, and the winter blues is a real condition that can be easily managed with medication. Call 1-877-667-7017. At Health First Community Health Center, your health is their main concern.
Hey, this is Molly with the Tin Roof. It's better to give than receive, but giving a gift from Tin Roof is even sweeter with our amazing loyalty account program and free gift wrapping. We have the perfect gift for everyone on your list, like our super popular gold-filled bracelets from E. Newton, the softest blankets on earth from Mud Pie, the yummiest food items perfect for the stocking, and of course, the most fragrant candles in the state. From ornaments to tumblers, wreaths to sweatshirts, you can't mess up with a gift from Tin Roof. Tin Roof is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Aaron Clayton, the voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK Radio, is our guest this morning, and we appreciate him coming on the show. Aaron will actually be in town a little bit later on this morning. Aaron, the Lyon County girls opening up the West Kentucky Hoops Classic today at 11 o'clock, and I guess after that, we're just going to kind of play it by ear because it seems like the schedule changes from moment to moment.
That it does, and you really can't help that. And I hate that for Caldwell. Of course, I put a lot of time and effort into this West Kentucky Hoops Classic to get a long day worth of games in today and tomorrow. That's what we hope to see. But, again, the Lady Lions looking forward to playing Christian County. They've not had as many games in as the boys have, but have still had a lot of very good and competitive games. Again, that huge win, the first time ever against Marshall County at Hoop Fest earlier this year. I've had some close losses, some heartbreak losses to Trigg County after having a big lead late. That slipped away to lose by two. Then played Hop Central, one of the top teams in the region, very close, played very well defensively, lost by three in that game. But, again, got Christian today, Caldwell scheduled tomorrow. And then after Christmas for them, they're going to the Lexington area as well. The boys, we mentioned, going to Lexington Catholic. The girls will be going to Paris, Kentucky, to Bourbon County, competing in their holiday tournament. And they'll be playing Harrison County in that first game on Tuesday. While the boys that night, they're at Lexington Catholic in a very tough tournament, about like King of the Bluegrass, about as good as you can get in the state if it's not the state tournament itself. And they'll take on Covington Holy Cross next Tuesday night. And that tournament's also got tons of great teams, including North Laurel, Mason and Bracken County, just to name a couple. Again, Lyon's already seen Mason County, scheduled to see North Laurel in January back at Lexington Catholic, so that way they can have the Travis Perry versus Reed Sheppard matchup they've been looking forward to for a long time. That way they get that before Reed graduates and goes off to UK. And Travis, who knows, may follow. Travis with a lot of great offers, all deserved. He's done so well this year already, especially with all the hype and the pressure that's surrounding him and the teammates on top of that. I mean, it's you very rarely see this before. You may never see it again, but to have college coaches in daily, it seemed like, in the summer and early fall, just to watch him practice literally from 20 different schools, already to see the teams coming out to watch them, or the coaches coming out to watch them play already this year. I've seen Coach Painter from Purdue a couple of times, and here he has the number one team in the country. Coach Juwan Howard from Michigan already been to Lyon County High this year. To have that much pressure and still to be able to perform like Lyon has, to go 9-3, again, have great wins. Two of those at King of the Bluegrass, as we mentioned. Only losses were to very, very good teams. Top 10 undefeated Mason County, top 4 Great Cross, and again, the loss to North Oldham, who's also a top 10 team. That just shows the pressure that it kind of only makes them shine a little bit more like a diamond because they have really stepped up. Of course, Travis Perry with averaging near 30 points a game still. They're right behind him, Jack Reddick and Brady Shoulders, near 20 a game each. Bray Kirk has really stepped up, a great freshman, near 10 points a game for him. So the future is very bright. Again, even after losing what Lyon did last year off that Elite Eight team with Jackson Shoulders and Nick Whaling, Gunnar Bingham, and Luke Gilbert, and put a lot of valuable minutes in, they still really progressed well with a bunch of freshmen like Bray Kirk and Lucas Breedlove and Carson Collins, just to name a few. Those three have really played a lot of minutes and should hopefully help them only as they progress. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll also have Blaine Nelson. He should be able to play by the end of the year, the former Webster County Trojan, and that'll be a great addition there in the low post for Lyon County.
Yeah, you look at the Lyon schedule this year and even the Lady Lyons too a little bit. The travel budget there at Lyon County really getting pushed for the 2022-23 basketball season.
That it is. Like I said, this is the most travel we've probably ever done, especially in regular season competition. You know, a lot of times we wouldn't even leave the region, if not maybe just the next region over, even for holiday tournaments. And that's as far as you get. And that's normal. That's a small school. But luckily, we've had a lot of donations, a lot of sponsors step up to be able to even have this done. Without that, they couldn't do it, just the school system by themselves. So, again, credit to all the families and the sponsorships and the businesses from around the area. We would allow these young men and women to go play in these great tournaments. Like we said, we're right back to Lexington next week. And then after that, thankfully, the travel will slow down a little bit after Lyon's already been to Eastern Kentucky, to Jackson County. They even played at Martin County, about as far east as you can go, in the preseason against the top 10 Louisville Trinity team and beat them in that preseason scrimmage. But luckily, after the new year, it should just hang around here besides the trip to Lexington for the boys. For that one game against Lexington Catholic, and then however far either team goes in the All-A, which we hope they both go back. The girls won last year, and so did the boys. Girls, matter of fact, went to the Elite Eight of the All-A state tournament. And now it'd be very tough, I know, to get by Crittenden County again this year, but I know the Lady Lyons can play with Crittenden and should be hopefully a lot of fun come mid-January.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the All-A Classic that, you know, you mentioned all these other big games the Lyons are playing, and that All-A Classic is going to be interesting because I think Lyons' first game in that, at least for the guys, is maybe against the team that could be their biggest challenger at this point, and that'll be at University Heights Academy.
Oh, absolutely. It's no doubt. I mean, whether you like it or not, some people think you should seed it, and that would be fine with me. I know Region 1 does that. It's a blind draw, but been doing this about 12 years, Todd. I believe about 7 of the 12 years we've drawn UHA in the first round. And a lot of those years, they were probably the two best teams in the All-A. This year, in my opinion, is no different. Lyon is definitely the favorite. They're the favorite in the region. They have all the pressure on them. They know that. The target's on their back. UHA has proven how good they are this year, even with some graduation. They still got standout Gavin Grubbs, one of the best defenders, if not the best in the region. On top of that, he's got other great players around him that Coach Brown has set around him nicely. Lamar Northington really leads the team in scoring. Of course, Cameron Brown, Elijah Walter, Stephens, a good sophomore, Preston Thomas. So they're going to be very tough to handle. They played McCracken close, beat a good Murray team early in the year, beat Henderson County early in the year pretty handily, beat Webster County as well, had close losses to Bowling Green and Owensboro and Madisonville. So it's going to be very tough. And the thing is, too, it's a whole different animal when you're in that gym. Over at UHA. I mean, just the setup, and how small it is. You're right on top of one another. The floor, I mean, it's more of a volleyball style setup, and it's just it's going to be hard to win. There's no doubt about it. It was hard to win over there last year when we played Caldwell in the All-A championship game, and it'll be even more difficult, I believe, to win this year at UHA, first night of the tournament. If you can somehow get by that, I think Lyon ought to have a pretty good shot to win it again.
Well, you mentioned trying to seed that tournament, and, you know, a lot of regions do have different ways of doing it. Now that you have the RPI, it would seem to me like that would be ready-made to just say, hey, that first RPI that comes out, we're going to take that. And even though there are still some issues with the RPI, it's not perfect, at least to me that would be a more equitable way of setting up the All-A Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Lyon was early on number one in the RPI. They slipped to number two to Madisonville, but again, that's just some of the flaws that are with it. It goes by winning percentage. Right now, Madisonville's played less games, has a better winning record. That's why they're number one, and they deserve to be near the top for that matter. That's not a slight on Madisonville, but Lyon's also played, I think, a much stiffer competition, a lot of top 15 teams here in the state early on, and have competed well with them, winning some games, losing some. But, yeah, again, that's, as people that don't know, that RPI is your ratings percentage index. That's just your winning percentage against your opponent's winning percentage and your opponent's winning percentage. So it does have a three-tiered structure. It's not perfect, like you said. I mean, like, for example, Sacred Heart girls are ranked 12th in the RPI of the state, and they're ranked 12th nationally. In my opinion, they're definitely the best team in the state. They're not the 12th best team in the as the RPI mentions, but it at least gets you a measuring stick to go by, or you can go by past successes or common opponents, whatever you need to do. But the blind draw every year with, again, Lyon seemingly drawing UHA, it's just a tough break. Whereas Lady Lyons, they got a good break. They got the bye already to the semis, and they'll play either Livingston or Dawson in the semis at UHA, and then hopefully if they can win that game, go on to the finals. And I know the girls' tournament, semis and finals is at UHA, so hope to spend a lot of time over in Hopkinsville there middle of January, whereas the boys will get to be at Caldwell County if we can get by UHA.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That All-A Classic, always very interesting, but the way Lyon County's boys are set up this year, you've got to think if they can get back to the state tournament, they're going to be one of the challengers in that thing.
They should be, and they were last year, even though you think, how is that possible? They lost the first game. Well, they had a 14-point lead with about 4 minutes left against Breathitt County and fell by two. And you look at Breathitt County, they made it all the way to the state finals. And, again, the biggest challenge they got was Lyon, and Lyon again. No doubt, you ask anybody from that team, that, of course, made them stronger. But that may have been the worst loss for this team in many, many years, at least just heartbreak-wise, because they know they were good enough make a run at Pikeville at that All-A State tournament last year and should have. So this year, no different. They believe if they go up there, they can compete with anybody. They're not just going to be considered one of the favorites. They think they should be the favorite. And so, again, they can't take anything for granted. They could get beat night one against UHA. They know they're going to show up to win. But I do believe they can make a big run. Again, I was proud of the Lady Lions last year getting by Campbellsville and fell to a good Holy Cross team, Covington Holy Cross in the second round. So, again, it's always fun in Richmond. It's always fun to be at Brera Arena. I love that arena. There's the wooden vaulted ceilings there, like an old cathedral, essentially, and a lot of fun. And, again, not taking anything for granted. Got a win to get there, but if the Lions feel like they can really make a deep run this year.
We are talking this morning with Aaron Clayton, the voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK Radio. Need to get another timeout on the show, but first of all, we do want to announce that the Santa House downtown will not be open this evening due to the incoming weather. Once again, the Santa House downtown will not be open this evening due to the weather. And also, just to give you another update on the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, it will start at 11 a.m. today. As of right now, Lyon County and Christian County girls still scheduled to open things. However, there is no game at 12:30. Caldwell County's girls could not find a replacement for Biggersville, Mississippi, so there is no game at 12:30 today. Caldwell County's boys still scheduled to play Heritage Christian Academy at 2 o'clock. We'll have that game for you here on WPKY and a free live video stream as well at WPKYonline.com. Caldwell County's girls thought they had another opponent lined up for today. had a team that maybe wanted to come play, but that school's administration would not let them travel due to the incoming weather. So no game for Caldwell County's girls today in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. Guys at 2 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy. We'll pass along any other updates we get, and we'll also put those on our WPKY Facebook page as well. Stay with us. More to come on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Melissa Wynn, Realtor at Keller Williams Experience Realty, would love to help you with your purchase of a home or help you with listing your property. Call Melissa Wynn at 270-601-1793.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, 30% chance of rain this morning, 90% chance of snow this afternoon. Today's high 46 degrees. We'll reach it late this morning, temperatures dropping to around 32 by the end of the day. As the snow moves in, we also have a winter weather advisory in effect from 2 this afternoon until midnight tonight. Also, wind chill warning in effect from 6 tonight until noon tomorrow for the entire listening area. Tonight's low will drop down to 3 below. Tomorrow's high temperature up to 11 degrees and partly sunny skies, pretty breezy on Friday.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Use Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Use in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full-access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. If you just joined us this morning, I want to give you an update again on the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. No Caldwell County girls game today. That game has been canceled. Caldwell County could not find a replacement for Biggersville, Mississippi, which has pulled out of the event both boys and girls teams. The Tiger basketball team, the guys, still scheduled to play Heritage Christian Academy at 2 o'clock at the Cab. The West Kentucky Hoops Classic gets underway at 11 a.m. with Lyon County's girls taking on Christian County. And we're joined on the show this morning by Aaron Clayton, who will call the Lyon County games coming up in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. And Aaron, appreciate you spending some time with us on the show this morning. Wish you could have come in and been in the studio. We had big things planned and, you know, a bunch of games coming up for the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, and the weather kind of has sidelined things a little bit, but we'll soldier on through, and whatever basketball we get today, we'll be out there to take a look at it.
Absolutely, and I want to be in that studio so bad with you, Todd. Again, like I said, I don't want to be too close face-to-face with anybody right now. I'm okay. I've been taking my medication like the doctor says, but, you know, I just kind of want to keep my distance the best I can to make sure everybody stays as well through the holidays. So, and that's why I love the Cab. I can sit up at the top of that gym, that long press box, and nobody can be within 100 feet of me, for that matter. I love being at the Cab, so that's always one of my favorite places to call a game. I've called a lot of great games over the years between Lyon and Caldwell, girls and boys, overtime wins and losses, and been some close games, been some not so close games, but always a pleasure to be at Caldwell County. Like I said, I hope we can get these 2 days in. I know it's not looking promising tonight. I know weather's probably going to come in between 4 and 5, especially the snow. And then, of course, it's not going to last long, it doesn't look like, but when it does, it's going to just taper down to in the 20s, the teens, and the single digits here pretty quickly and stay that way for the next couple of days. But yeah, really looking forward to today and hopefully tomorrow, getting to play Caldwell tomorrow, if at all possible. But like I said, it's been a fun season already. Been a little bit tiring for the guys. You could really tell that the other night in the loss to North Oldham. You could tell it was the fourth game in 4 days. And some kids are battling illnesses. Some are battling injuries. And they need some rest. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it doesn't happen, the boys definitely could use some rest. They want to play. But the girls definitely want to play. They've been off long enough. And again, it's been such a fun time just to watch them grow. You know, led by a good charge of eighth graders and Piper Cottom, and Trinity Taylor, and Courtney Collins, who's the younger sister of Callista Collins, who graduated last year, now playing softball at Rutgers. And you got great leadership coming back, like Ella Defew and Grayson Wynn and Lexi Holland. Just a few of those girls to be named. Again, it's a great roster from top to bottom. Coach Sean and Don Cottom, they're doing a great job with this young Lady Lions crew. And I believe that there's a lot of promise to them. I know the boys get a lot of attention, but I'm telling you right now, Todd, I can just see the potential with this eighth grade group, especially. There's other eighth graders. You know, Kaylin Downey's really stepped up well defensively. If they all stick together and progress the rate, I believe they're going to. You look here in about 3 years, junior, senior year, this is the team that not only will compete for district and all eight titles, but I believe may have the potential to compete for a region title for the first time ever in girls' history.
Yeah, those middle school girls, I think they were undefeated this season, right?
Yeah, they've not lost a game in 40 straight games. So, yeah, and their season's now done. But that eighth grade group is something special. And I know people think, oh, that's eighth grade. Wait till they get to high school. They got to transition. New kids show up. You know, bodies change. You get taller, stronger, faster, quicker. But these girls have already been playing against high school competition. Even since they were in the seventh grade, they've been playing nonstop against high school competition this year and have competed well. Like I said, played Crittenden close for three quarters, had a chance to beat Hopkins Central right down to the last second. So, I mean, they can compete with about anybody in the region. They have a lot of growing pains. There's some games they just they don't quite turn out the way they want to by any means, but that's going to happen. We're not really worried about the wins and losses. It's just about preparing for the All-A and the district and the regional tournament down the stretch. But they're going to be a very, very solid team for years to come.
Yeah, both Lyon County teams in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. And I had Tori Hammett and the Caldwell coaches in last week. And, you know, we always go over the fantastic teams that are coming in and the highly ranked recruits. And I was like, you know, perhaps the most well-known recruit that we have coming into the Hoops Classic this year is Travis Perry. So, I mean, you know, it's interesting that the kid's just down the road.
Yeah, he's the best. I don't care what anybody says. You can quote me on that. And I believe we got the best kids around in Lyon County, and for some of that matter in region two. But for the, you know, for what this young man's able to do since he was in the seventh grade is, it's words can't even quite describe it. I mean, he's going to, if he stays healthy, become the all-time leading scorer in the history of Kentucky high school boys basketball. I mean, that's established. That's a benchmark that hadn't been broke since 1956 with King Kelly Coleman. The young man's already sitting at 3,549 points. He just passed Ty Rogers a couple of weeks ago for the all-time Lyon County lead when he had 3,300. He's already passed Ty as of two games ago for three-pointers made. Ty had 407. Travis now has 408. Put it into perspective, Travis is now just roughly a little under 800 points away from breaking the all-time scoring record. He is less than 83s away from breaking the all-time three-point record and about 140 free throws away from breaking that record.
Well, if you look ahead to next season, and if Travis keeps scoring points the way he is, and he's going to fly by King Kelly Coleman. And by the way, I have an autographed King Kelly Coleman basketball, if you didn't know that. But one of my prized possessions. But if Travis does all of that, you know, it looks to me like he's in great shape to maybe get that Mr. Basketball Award next year.
Yeah, I think he does. There's a lot of great competition around him. That are 2024 players. You know, the Reed boys from Bracken County are really good. But Travis has already earned every accolade he ever deserves. He won the Stanley Harden Most Outstanding Player and the King of the Bluegrass for a team that finished fourth. So he's going to do great things, Todd.
Hey, if I get Travis to autograph my basketball, what do you think that'll be worth one of these days?
Millions, in my opinion. Millions. I think the kid is he's a young man, and he can do whatever he wants in basketball, but I tell everybody that meets him and meets me and asks about him, I said, as great as he is as a basketball player, he's 100 times better that much of a person. And he truly is. He's an outstanding student. He's an outstanding human being. And you'd be grateful, and it'd be a pleasure to you to know Travis Perry personally. And he's not going to be the only one getting looks. He's already got his looks. We know that. But you watch out for Brady Shoulders and Jack Reddick. They're getting plenty of looks from other colleges, Division One colleges, and well-deserved. I mean, Brady has already sprouted up to near 6'6". Jack's an outstanding, outstanding point guard, can handle the ball in any situation, both averaging near 20 points a game. That's why this team is so good and can make a run at the state tournament.
Well, I want to go back a little bit to the King of the Bluegrass tournament for just a moment. Lyon County with four games up there, but like you mentioned earlier, it's four games in 4 days, and if there is a knock on this Lyon County team, and there's certainly not very many this season, is that maybe they're not as deep as some of the bigger schools, and maybe they don't have the beef inside that maybe they had last year with Jackson Shoulders graduating. But it's difficult for any team to try to make that 4 games in 4 days run. And you mentioned that maybe just ran out of gas a little bit there toward the end of that tournament.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no denying that. Jackson Shoulders was the engine of this team last year. And I believe Braden Nelson, when he officially is cleared, will be much like that down low. And Brady Shoulders has kind of had to take that load of his older brother and work multiple positions. But, I mean, the main thing is the learning experience, even with the losses, of what this very talented group of freshmen is doing. Again, you got a lot of size and building up the strength down low with Isaac Defew and Lucas Breedlove. They're both just freshmen, but they're both near 6'6". Give them time to put muscle and some weight on, and they're going to be hard to stop inside. Bray Kirk, thought about how great of a point guard Jack Redick is. Bray Kirk's not too far behind him. He's about 6'2", and can average about 10 a game. And him, along with Carson Collins, who was also a freshman guard that didn't play any varsity time last year whatsoever, and then Isaac Defew, impressed the heck out of me. That King of the Bluegrass, just going after loose balls, digging out rebounds against these 6'5", 6'6", 250 forwards from these huge schools, and winning those battles and getting steals, finding ways to facilitate the other guys' buckets, getting buckets himself. And again, these are the first time ever these kids have ever seen competition like this on any level against huge crowds in a big environment, and they really shined well. Again, the last game was the only disappointment whatsoever, if you can even call it that. Again, it was just rough from the get-go. Lyon did make a little run in the third quarter, but just ran out of steam. But the first three games, you win the first two, legitimately had a shot down the stretch in the last one against Great Crossing, who, again, had just knocked off the number one team in the state, and George Arters Clark, who hadn't lost a game in state competition in 46 straight games. That just shows that, yes, while the depth is limited at the time, while you know you're only playing about 7-8 guys maximum, those other 7-4 through 8 guys are really coming along quickly. And, again, once you get that other guy back in and you can play 9 pretty deep come February, Todd, that's what it's going to really show. And the depth will be there by the time the end of the season gets here.
Well, a good run for Lyon County in that tournament, and the Lions have been ranked in the state's top 20 just about all season. And, of course, they're seeing a lot of top 20 teams when they play in these big events. And, honestly, Aaron, the way basketball is played anymore, I think anytime you get some of those top teams in the state together, it's just going to depend on a couple of matchups and, you know, who's making shots that day, because we've kind of gotten to the point to where you match those teams up and anybody can kind of beat anybody on a given day.
Absolutely. I like what Jason Frakes said in the Courier Journal. Those top four teams that finished, which we were one of them, I mean, he said that could easily be the state final four. That's how good all that team was. And at North Oldham, they were ranked extra low coming in, but now they're finally getting their due. They're unbelievable. They went to the Elite Eight last year themselves, fell to a very good Lincoln County team. But, I mean, they've got so much talent and, again, so much leadership. The two guys that played Division One ball at Louisville coaching that team, and so I mean, they're going to be hard to handle in that Region 8, and they just exploited us. Well, you come in even a little bit tired, if you're not 110% against them, they will shred you to pieces. And we tried a little too much on the press, and they were able to get us on the back door too many times. They probably had about 8 or 9 slam dunks, and of course didn't miss many threes. They probably combined for 16 threes, and again, that's like one of those games you just got to look back and say, hey, it happened, move on. And we had one of those last year at Owensboro Sports Center against Liberty Olentangy, where they beat us by over 40. And you looked at that game and thought, well, this team ain't going to the state tournament. Sure enough, we went to the Elite Eight. Well, that was a game again yesterday or 2 days ago against North Oldham that we just, again, didn't have what it took to compete that day. I believe you get us on a fresh day somewhere down the line, we can compete with North Oldham and any team in the state for that matter. But looking at that tournament, the team that won it deserved it. That's Warren Central. Nothing against George Arters Clark. They're defending champs, but Warren Central right now, they're number one. Everybody else is fighting for it because they're good. Coach Unseld and his son, Kate Unseld, it's unbelievable. Warren Central, that's about as clean and just locked in as a team as I've seen in a long time.
We're talking this morning with Aaron Clayton, who calls the ball games for the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK Radio. Again, Lyon County's girls coming up at 11 a.m. today at the Cab in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic against the Christian County Lady Colonels. I want to give you an update once again on the Hoops Classic. No Caldwell County girls game today. The Lady Tigers unable to find a replacement for Biggersville, Mississippi, which pulled out of the event yesterday. Also, Caldwell boys will play at 2 o'clock against Heritage Christian Academy from Hopkinsville. The Tigers also originally slated to play Biggersville, but once Biggersville pulled out, the Tigers able to get Heritage Christian Academy in that slot at 2 o'clock today. And you can hear that game on WPKY, and we will have a free live video stream at WPKYonline.com. The Christian County girls will be here today, but apparently will not come back tomorrow is the latest word on that. So the schedule undergoing some changes as we head toward opening tip on day one of the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, and we'll do our best to keep you updated on things and where the weather stands and where the schedule stands. We need to get to a break on the show, but we'll come back and have more with Aaron Clayton right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hancock's Neighborhood Market. Take the short drive to Cadiz and pick up all your favorites. They love their Princeton people.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, 30% chance of rain this morning, 90% chance of snow this afternoon. Today's high 46 degrees. We'll reach it late this morning. Temperatures dropping to around 32 by the end of the day. As the snow moves in, we also have a winter weather advisory in effect from 2 this afternoon until midnight tonight. Also, wind chill warning in effect from 6 tonight until noon tomorrow for the entire listening area. Tonight's low will drop down to 3 below. Tomorrow's high temperature up to 11 degrees and partly sunny skies, pretty breezy on Friday.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full-access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricios.com. That's tricios.com.
Ready to brave the challenge? Need a kickstart to your career in criminal justice? The Kentucky State Penitentiary is seeking motivated individuals who are up for the challenge, hiring correctional officers in Eddyville at the state's only maximum security correctional institution. Applicants must be a high school graduate or have GED, 20 years of age, drug screening testing, and background checks required. Apply online, Facebook, or at careers.ky.gov, or call 270-388-2211, extension 253. Kentucky State Penitentiary, an equal opportunity employer, male, female, disabled.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. Also appreciate Aaron Clayton coming on the show this morning. He's the voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK. And Aaron, we've talked a lot of basketball this morning, but still got some more to go. When you look at the second region this season, first of all, for the guys, I think we've established Lyon County pretty much a clear favorite right now. How do you kind of see the teams lining up behind Lyon County right now?
I really think it's pretty tight. And I don't really think, I mean, again, Lyon is the favorite, but they have to show up every night if they want to have a chance to win. Last year, again, was the year where you're wanting to finally win it for the first time. You feel the pressure of, can we finally do it? And you did. And you did it in a dominating fashion. You never lost a game against region competition, and you won every game by an average of 18 points. So that's huge. This year, I don't know if it's still going to be the same because there's a lot of talent. Again, Hopkins Central, I would have put them near the top because they have Marcus Eves. Well, now Marcus Eves has gone to Madisonville, and now I put Madisonville near the top. They played really well. Thomas and Henderson County Colonels, they're very good. Again, they've had some good wins. They've had some kind of rough losses. UHA, we saw how good they are defensively. Christian County, Hopkinsville, you never can count them out. I don't think they're maybe necessarily at the peak of what they normally are, but by the end of the year, don't count them out. Bateman, we saw how good he can be for Christian County, and they gave Lyon County fits. But I would definitely have to, you know, give it a toss-up at the moment because they've all played each other so close between UHA, Madisonville, and Henderson County would be right there behind Lyon County in a very tight battle for the second region championship.
Now, when you look at the girls' side of things, is anyone ever going to take down Henderson County? It seems like every year we look at it and it's Henderson County and then teams lining up behind Henderson County.
I think as long as Coach Hale's there and what he has established, it's going to be hard to do. Just be honest about it. They believe Hopkins Central may be one of the closest ones to them this year, but again, Lyon County played them very close. And after that, I mean, it's truly a toss-up. You've got, as we said, Hopkins Central. I believe the teams from District 6 are always, that's the toughest girls district. You've got Webster Union. We played both of them. Union and Webster played extremely well against us. I've seen both of them play. I've seen Hopkins Central play. Crittenden County with, in my opinion, the best player in the region, Taylor Guess. They're very good. She put up 40 on us. I mean, you've got that kind of mixed match between, I'd say, those four teams right there behind Henderson. But until somebody beats Henderson, I just don't know. I don't know if they can be stopped.
Yeah, the basketball season, once you get past the holidays, it's kind of a mad rush to district tournament time, and it seems like all that always gets here before you really expect it some years.
Yeah, it really does, and that's why for Lyon County, boys especially, they like I said, with the games they have scheduled, they're going to have some go the way of attrition because there's just no way. They're going to have to get the district schedule in, and like I said, you've got to play, you know, you had to play in the King of the Bluegrass. I understand that. You got to play at Lexington Catholic. That's a huge tournament. You don't want to miss the North Laurel game, and you want to play all seven games you could in the All-A tournament, regional and state. But with those, like I said, your season's going to end in late January, and you're going to be sitting at home resting for a few weeks before the district tournament even starts. And for the boys, they have already played their first round of district games, and no offense to the other teams, they won each of those games very handily against Livingston, Crittenden, and Trigg County. I have to say those teams won't improve. I know they will. I've got a lot of good young coaching staffs around the form of that, all new coaching staffs. Mason Berger at Trigg, Matt Hargrove at Livingston, and DJ Pig at Crittenden County. They'll all do great, great things. But again, it'll be here before you know it because the Lions, I mean, that season's going to end before you know it, and then it'll be district tournament time for the girls. It's very, very tight. Again, Lion could have, would have against Trigg, played pretty close against Crittenden, have not played Livingston yet. That game got canceled due to illness with Livingston, had to be postponed and moved another time. So, again, that's just, it's very, very tight with the girls, the boys. It's Lions to lose at this moment, but again, a lot can change in a month.
Yeah, we've talked quite a bit about all the trips the Lyon County guys are taking, and, well, even the girls getting out and moving around the state some too, but especially for the boys, if you have a lot of people that are highly recruited and people that you're trying to get seen, you almost have to go out and play those kind of things, whether it's Louisville or Lexington or whatever. And, you know, we've seen different other teams have really good players come through. And if you want the all-state accolades later and whatever postseason awards are out there, you've really got to get out and be seen. You can't just play inside the second region. You've got to kind of take your talent out there and let people see it.
Absolutely, and I believe the second region is probably as good as any in Western Kentucky to at least showcase that talent with the Hoptowns and the Hendersons and UHA, Christian Counties, Madisonvilles. But, like you said, a lot of times they won't come here to play you. I mean, we've got fortunate enough to have John Harden scheduled to come down here. We played the state tournament last year. Bracken County to come down here in the Akron-Jay Shootout. And that's great. And again, Ohio County, South Mormon played at Hoop Fest, but hardly you can get a lot of those teams to come to Jason White Gym in Eddyville. So you have to go out and play. And the only way to do that, as you said, is to go to these King of the Bluegrass, Lexington Catholic tournaments, and then also to hopefully compete in the All-A State tournament. And that means traveling 200 to 300 miles sometimes one way just to get a game. And that's tough, but that's the nature of the beast. If you're good and you're a small school in this part of the state, that's just simply what you're going to have to do to be showcased.
Yeah, and not that the postseason awards or all those things are the end-all, be-all, but if you're a kind of player who deserves that kind of award, you know, you would like to be in the mix. And let's face it, a lot of the awards end up being almost a popularity contest of sorts, because we look back to when Elijah Sindelar was at Caldwell County, and, you know, the quarterback here put up big numbers, was named Mr. Football. And, you know, we always thought part of that was because some of the statewide media took an interest in him early, and they were throwing his name out there a lot, so that when he broke the state passing touchdown record and those kind of things, you know, he had a name that when people went to vote for Mr. Football, they recognized it. And when you start looking at Lyon County, I think, you know, Travis Perry's name is out there and people recognize him.
Absolutely. And the offers and the day of social media, too, really helps out. You know, when you're getting offers from UK and Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and Purdue and Iowa and Wisconsin and Michigan, huge SEC Big Ten schools, and you're getting these coaches coming down here, well, you get reporters from all over the state coming down here now. I mean, we got people tracking Travis's points total, and again, he's about to break three different records that have held for a while in the state. I mean, the all-time scoring record, he's, like I said, less than 800 away, and he could break the three-point record this year, and he could break the free-throw record possibly this year. Heck, he could break the scoring record this year. He would have to get about 1,100 points, but he could do that. And when you're doing stuff like that, no matter who you're playing, you're going to get some looks. And he's been getting looks and attention since the seventh grade, all definitely earned. And only wish him the best, and definitely earns everything he's going to get.
Yeah, I wouldn't put this one past Travis either, but the second region single game scoring record, that one might be kind of tough to get.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get that. And I don't think he's going to break the all-time either, which is like 116 points in a game. So yeah. I think all he's really looking to get is maybe pass that 50-point threshold. He's been close so many times. He's got over five 40-plus point games, which is a record at Lyon County. 54 is a single-game record from Wendell Holloway. And Ty Rogers had 50. So let's just shoot for that for right now.
Yeah, I think Wayne Oakley of Hanson holds the second region record at 114 points against St. Agnes from Union County. What was that, in the 50s, I believe? And if you go back and look at some of those records, I think somebody had gotten 80 or 90 against St. Agnes a week or two before Wayne Oakley got 114.
Yeah, it's insane. Those old records from a lot of those scores were in the 50s. And you're thinking, okay, there was no three-point line. And most of those games back then were in the 20s, and you're like, how in the heck did one guy score 100 points? And some even like 50 and a, you know, and a half or a quarter. I mean, Travis, one of the most unbelievable things I ever saw him do was early in his career, I believe his eighth grade year, he went to Ballard Memorial and put up 25 and a quarter, which should put him actually in the top 10. That's not been up in on the KHSAA, but he put up 25 in that first quarter. But again, very tired, ran out of gas, ended up with 42 points, which was amazing. But I just don't know how you can consistently, no matter how good you are, no matter how good your team is, how bad the other team is, how that was ever even possible, to put up over 100 points for a high schooler in a game with no three-point line, you know, 60 years ago.
Yeah, that boggles the mind. But Lyon County Lions, fun to watch. We hope we get to see them in the Hoops Classic tomorrow. The Lyon County Caldwell games last year were all a lot of fun. Lyon County pulled out all those games, but Caldwell kind of pushed them a little bit, and we hope the weather allows us to have as many games as possible in the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. And, Aaron, I appreciate you coming on and spending the entire show with us this morning, and we'll see you out here at the gym. And, like I said, hopefully the weather cooperates enough that we can get as many games in as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and thanks to all my friends over at Caldwell. Like I said, last year, my opinion, that was the Lyon's toughest opponent every time in the region. You can ask the coaching staff. Caldwell pushed us more than anybody. Spikes was so much fun to watch. And again, hope to have another great game against y'all tomorrow night. But thanks for having me on, Todd, and we'll see you here real soon.
Yeah, about 2 hours from now. Well, hour and a half, we'll see you out at the gym.
Yeah, we've got to go in there in an hour and a half. I got to get down there quickly. So,
all right, thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Aaron Clayton, the radio voice of the Lyon County Lions and Lady Lions on WCCK Radio. Again, Lions girls will open up the 2022 West Kentucky Hoops Classic at 11 o'clock this morning, taking on Christian County at the Community Activities Building. If you've just joined us, Caldwell County's girls will not be playing today. They were scheduled to go at 12:30, but the team could not find a replacement for Biggersville, Mississippi, which pulled out of the event yesterday. There have been some teams that have pulled out, so the schedule will be altered, and we'll try to keep that updated for you as much as possible over on the WPKY Facebook page. For right now, Caldwell County's boys will play at 2 o'clock today against Heritage Christian Academy of Hopkinsville. That is a change from the original schedule, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of changes from the original schedule as the next day or so goes along, but we will have the Caldwell County game against Heritage Christian for you today here on WPKY. That is set for a 2 o'clock tip, and we'll have that for you right here on 1580 AM, 103.3 FM at WPKYonline.com and on the free WPKY app. And, of course, a free live video stream of that game available for you at WPKY Online as well. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report on WPKY. Again, we appreciate Aaron Clayton coming on and spending the entire show with us this morning. If you get a chance, get out to the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. Again, action begins today at 11 a.m. in the 2022 West Kentucky Hoops Classic. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.